This is Akash.
The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. In a significant move, the leaders' declaration at the ongoing BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil has condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir of April 22nd, which killed 26 people. The BRICS leaders have reaffirmed their commitment to combat terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including the cross-border movement of terrorists, terrorism financing, and safe havens. It has urged to ensure zero tolerance for terrorism and reject double standards in countering terrorism. More details from our correspondent.
The issue of the menace of terrorism was raised by Prime Minister during the BRICS summit when the session on peace and security came up. He thanked the member countries for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack and for those who expressed solidarity for India. He termed it as a direct attack on the soul, identity and dignity of India. He further added that it was a blow not only to India but to the entire humanity. He urged for zero tolerance for terrorism and further added that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He also reaffirmed that India stands for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts and achieve global peace. He invited the BRICS leaders to India for the next summit to be held under its chairmanship next year. Sudhindra, Akashwani News from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that there should be no hesitation in imposing sanctions against terrorists. He said victims and supporters of terrorism cannot be weighed on the same scale. Addressing the session on peace and security at the BRICS summit in Brazil, Mr. Modi said terrorism has emerged as the most serious challenge to the humanity today. He said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on 22nd April was a direct attack on the soul, identity and dignity of India. The Prime Minister said, if any country supports terrorism directly or indirectly, it will have to pay the price for it. He said BRICS member countries must speak out as a group in one voice against terrorism and its supporters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met with Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim on the sidelines of the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Both leaders reviewed progress in various areas of India-Malaysia comprehensive strategic partnership, including defense, counterterrorism, education, trade and investment, and pharma. The two leaders also discussed India-ASEAN partnership. Mr. Modi thanked Mr. Ibrahim for his strong condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also met President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermudez, on the sidelines of the summit. The Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar is being implemented smoothly at the ground level with the active cooperation of the electors. In a statement, the Election Commission informed that the initial phase of SIR is almost complete, with the forms having been made available to all the electors who were available. A report.
As per the instructions, draft electoral rolls that will be issued on the 1st of next month will contain the names of persons whose enumeration forms are received. The electors can submit their documents any time before the 25th of this month. After publication of the draft electoral rolls, if any document is deficient, electoral registration officers can obtain such documents from the electors whose name appears in the draft electoral rolls during scrutiny in the claims and objection period. As many as 77,895 BLOs are going house to house to help the electors fill out their enumeration forms and collect them. In a large number of cases, the BLOs are also taking live pictures of the electors and uploading them, saving the elector the trouble of getting their pictures clicked. With Suparna Sekia, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Rainfall hit parts of Delhi NCR early this morning, leading to densely clouded skies. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Vidarbha today. At the World Boxing Cup in Astana, Kazakhstan, Indian women Olympians Jasmine Laboria, Sakshi and Nupur each won gold in their respective weight classes yesterday. With this, India finished with a strong tally of 11 medals, including 3 golds, 5 silvers and 3 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.